Alzheimer's, now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Thursday, December 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you this particular Black Friday sale, Christmas sale being extended. Scott Hawley. Text me Scott. I'll text you his phone number. He can come over to your house, do a free home inspection visit with you, explain all the benefits of investing in a walk-in tub and shower. Vicky and I were going to go with a hot tub out on the deck, but after we met with Scott, absolutely much better way to go. Indoors, I'm looking out at my deck right now with basically about 2 feet of snow on it. You have to heat the hot tub constantly, put chemicals into it to keep it clean. Nope, none of that. Safe Step walk-in tub and shower. Bone clean, heated, ready to go, upstairs bathroom, no problem. Text me Scott. He's taking off $1,000 off of the price of a tub unit for you through Christmas and giving you a $1,600 walk-in shower package for free. Best deal ever. So text me Scott. I'll put you in touch with them and you can have him over to visit with you. He'll show you everything on his tablet, answer all your questions. Zero down financing. Get the unit installed. You'll love it. You'll absolutely appreciate his efforts. The installation was really good. Mike and his two helpers had it done in less than a day. Got here about 9 o'clock, walked out at 6. Ripped the bathroom apart, didn't even want to see it. and replaced it with a brand new unit. If you want it, text me, Scott. I'll show you and text you the picture as well. Wrapping up this story, bottom line, without a significant change to Michigan's road funding systems, officials expect our roads will continue to deteriorate faster than they can be repaired. We've got to come up with a new formula. We've got to come up with a new way of doing it. Unfortunately, this governor doesn't have the guts to eliminate MDOT. Again, I don't believe that number that they only manage 8% of our roads. Sorry, not buying it. But when she laid out the goal of having 90% of our roads being in good or fair condition by 2029, we're not even going to come anywhere near that. Nowhere close to it. Especially when it comes to local roads. Another citizen for this story, Linda Vanderwall, 72, of Grand Rapids. She said she's noticed an improvement on major highways. However, she says the potholes and cracked pavement along most major city streets and even in more rural areas like the country roads that go around Ionia County, she said they're horrific. It's like driving in a third world country. The problem gets more dangerous and more expensive the longer we kick the can down the road, Whitmer told WXYZ, the ABC affiliate in Detroit. You know when she made that statement? 2019. Going to take a short break. We're wrapping this up. We're moving on. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home.
You know what? I think Connie may not retire. All this living on the road. You might walk in on January 2nd, she'll be at her desk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story with MLive. And again, I can't believe Justin is hammering Governor Gretchen Whitmer the way he is. Back in 2019, when Whitmer said, "This problem gets more dangerous and more expensive the longer we kick the can down the road." Well, it's 5 years later. While driving down a pothole-riddled road, Whitmer recalled replacing her windshield twice in a two-year span. She estimated the average driver spent $500 per year on vehicles fixes due to poor quality of Michigan roads. "As governor, I want to focus on the things that will actually make a difference in people's lives right now, like fixing the damn roads and doing it right, comma, with the right materials, comma, so they stay fixed. It's time we get this done." That was a 2018 campaign video. Then candidate Whitmer often reiterated the importance of good infrastructure to save residents' money, maintain road safety, and improve the economy. But yet, she's completely mismanaged it. She's not the first politician who vowed to fix the roads, leaving people skeptical on her follow-through. Especially heading into now basically what's going to be a lame duck last 2 years of her governorship. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, coming in, has vowed to put a stop to all this insane, wasteful spending. Senator Jim Runstead's running for Michigan GOP chair because he says the last 2 years of his state Senate responsibilities are going to be almost nothing. So here's the problem. When Governor Whitmer, candidate Gretchen Whitmer, was running against Bill Schuette for governor back in 2018, do you remember the debate where Schuette accused her of a 20 cent a gallon fuel tax increase? And she laughed it off. "Oh, that's ridiculous. I never said that." Well, she went on to get elected, beating him by almost 10 points, which I predicted. And guess what? She didn't come out with 20 cents a gallon. She came out with 45 cent a gallon gas tax increase. Opposed by the residents, the people of the state of Michigan, lawmakers actually from both sides of the aisle. Well, that proposal that she was talking about back then would have raised $2.47 billion a year. Based on current fuel consumption back in 2019. Well, guess what? Over the last 5 years, fuel efficiencies have gone up on our vehicles. Hybrids, factor in electric vehicles, you're nowhere near $2.47 billion with her plan that failed. we would have had the highest fuel tax in the country. But Whitmer at the time said it was necessary to offset 40 years of disinvestment in the state's infrastructure. So the bottom line to all this, it's got to be fixed. And maybe perhaps through God's divine providence, this one state representative Democrat not being in Lansing this week, along with having to show that she's willing to work with Matt Hall and the Republicans heading into January of 2025, they might get this done. Again, when you factor in, she does not have to raise or get the support or the votes from teachers, both retired and current public school teachers. She doesn't need their support and vote anymore in Michigan's elections. She's going to have a 2-year hiatus. January of 2027, leading into the November 2028 presidential election. School teachers, people in general, they have very short memories. When I run for president, they won't remember that I negotiated a permanent fix to road funding with Matt Hall and the Republicans in the lame duck, perhaps, or in January when they get sworn in. We'll wait and see. But I thought this issue was important enough for you to understand all of the facts, understand everything that's going on and how they're teeing this up. And this is two stories back to back, December 3rd and December 4th yesterday by MLive, of all places. Pretty interesting. And here's the other final point to the matter. She wants to be able to take credit for it. She ran on it. That's what her campaign slogan was. That was her videos. That was her commercials. That was her mailers. That was everything. Vote for me in 2018 to be governor and I'll fix the damn roads. Well, it was that broken campaign promise that is going to actually hurt her when she runs for president in 2028. She needs a bailout. And I think Matt Hall and the Republicans' proposal is going to be that lifeboat for her. If she can get $2.7 billion this coming year, 2025 construction season, and again in 2026, and focus on local roads compared to state highways, I think she might come close to improving the roads. They won't be anywhere near on set, on goal, online to reach her 90% goal of good and fair by 2029, but it will be a major improvement. And that's what she'll walk out the door and tout as her success. Will it be accurate? No. Will it be a stretch? You bet. But she's going to do it. And it's ironic that she's having to do it with Republican help, because she's done with her trifecta. She sees the writing on the wall. It's game over. Pretty interesting. Now, the roads are done. We're moving on. Yesterday, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan announced his run for governor as an independent. He's not running as a Democrat. Why? Because he knows the field is going to be crammed full of candidates on the Democrat side. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Mayor Pete, Biden's Secretary of Transportation, who's moved to Traverse City with his gay husband to be close to their parents who live in Traverse City. Well, he moved here, what, over a year ago? So he will be a candidate. Dugin says, I can't win a Democrat primary because they will be competing against each other on their woke agenda. They will be running so far to the left, there's no way I'm going to win that primary. I'm going to make a platform. I'm going to run on being an independent. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. I want to fix the state of Michigan just like I fixed the city of Detroit. Well, Mark Grubner of Practical Political Data, a political consultant down in Lansing, made quote of the day yesterday with MERS. Genius and insanity are divided by a very thin line. It's hard for us mortals to know for sure, but I'm pretty sure Mayor Mike Dugin just crossed over that line. Interesting take. Brilliant move. We'll have to wait and see. Problem? We're a two-party state. Third-party candidates do not win in the state of Michigan. But here's the difference. Dugin, I got to learn how to pronounce his name. I'm going to get a hold of his office and put that to bed once and for all. D-U-G-G-A-N. How do you say that, Vicky? Dugin? Doug, because of the two G's, right? Because of the U. Dugin. Dugin. Okay, I'll call the mayor's office and find out for sure. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugin, has announced his run for governor. But unlike what politicals were predicting, he's going to run as an independent rather than a Democrat. He launched his campaign website this morning, Dugin for Michigan, an independent for governor. Detroit's three-term mayor said he would not seek re-election as mayor, fanning the flames at the time. His rumors that he was entertaining a campaign for governor in 2026 once term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer vacates the office. In a press release yesterday, Dugin explained his reasoning for making his bid as Michigan's chief executive as an independent. As a way to put partisanship aside and to represent the entire state, not just one party. I'm not running to be the Democrats' governor. I'm not running to be the Republicans' governor. I'm running to be your governor, Dugin said in his release. The last time a Michigan governor was not a Republican or Democrat, you know when it was? 1842, when a member of the Whig Party was elected, according to the National Governors Association's historical report. Dugin said, what we've done in Detroit is something we can do across Michigan. I'm convinced it's the partisanship that is stopping us from making real changes in our education system, enacting the transformation we need to inspire our young people to be able to see a future for themselves that doesn't require leaving Michigan. I believe Michigan's largest export is no longer automobiles. It's our young people. They're leaving en masse, and we have to stop it, Dugin said. Well, the field remains pretty clear for any Democrats or Republicans to formally join the primary races as soon as possible. Right now, Dugin has all the oxygen.